Welcome to the Art of Unraveling podcast. My name is Erin McGuire, and I'm an empowerment coach and guide here to empower you into feeling completely worthy of a business and life that you love. This podcast is the place to learn how to unravel anything keeping you from that abundant, beautiful life that you so deserve. Nothing is off limits here as we navigate life through psychology, science, and spirit. Let's get into today's episode. Welcome back to the Art of Unraveling podcast. I'm Erin McGuire. Today's episode was prompted by a question I received on a post that I made on my anniversary. So I'm going to read you the post that I made, and then I'll read you the question, and then we'll get into what I have to say about that and how I'm going to answer that question. So on June 28th, I celebrated 4 years in total with my boyfriend, William. And in the post, I said, I know this is strange to say, but this is my longest relationship. Let's just say I'm old enough to have had a longer, much longer relationship than this, but this is my longest relationship is 4 years. What I go on to say is that every time I'd get in a relationship with someone, my triggers and my unresolved childhood trauma would get in the way of me being able to stay with someone, and eventually one of us would bail because it was just too much. I committed 5 years ago to doing extensive work and self-love on myself, and I believe that my current relationship is a byproduct of that work. Has it been a 24/7 bliss bubble? No. We have fights. There have been times my unconscious stuff has come up and I have wanted to run, and he has too. But we keep choosing each other. It's not easy to date someone who has had a traumatic past like I have had. He wins a gold star, he is patient, loving, and kind, and he has a big heart. And I just said I'm grateful for these past 4 years of learning and growing with my partner. So the question I received on that was, do you have any resources to share from when you started your deeper work around relationships? And what kind of came up for me when I thought about that, because in it I said, you know, 5 years ago I decided to really focus on myself. So let me give you a little bit of a backstory. I've basically been single most of my adult life. I have had a couple of relationships here and there, but basically when I was living in Los Angeles, the longest I would be with someone was about 3 months. I seemed to have this like 3 month meter where just things would go sour after about 3 months. And I can't even tell you how many times that happened. And I lived there for 8 years. So 8 years of my life, I spent mostly single. And I just always wanted to have a partnership. I enjoy being around someone. I enjoy sharing my life with someone. So it was just always this big thing. It was like this big weight that I carried around. Like, when am I going to meet this person? I know that this person is out there. I even had dreams, like very vivid, very powerful dreams about this person, but that person was not showing up. You know, obviously for 8 years, this person was nowhere to be found. And when I moved to Iowa in 2015, which is around the time I kind of started really focusing on this, I remember hanging out with one of my friends, and we would hang out all the time together. So she spent a lot of time with me, and she had been in a relationship for a long time. And she'd always be like, oh, it'll happen or whatever. And I would just get so angry. I just remember being so mad at her, just thinking, I think I even said it to her once, like, oh, that's easy for you to say you have a partner. I just was so sad and miserable that I didn't have this person. And it was the center point. It was the focus that I was focusing all of my energy on, that I don't have this person and that I wanted that. So the first thing I had to do was kind of change my attitude around that. I had a really powerful experience when I was hiking once where this message came through. It was just like, stop searching. And that was in May. Around that time, like probably the beginning of May 2017, I guess this was May of 2017, I had gotten really clear, like, I'm going to date somebody. You know, I'm going to meet this person. I'm going to get serious about this, and I'm going to start taking some action. And so I started putting myself on online dating sites to meet people, because I don't know how you meet people when you're older. You know, it's just, it's a little bit hard through friends, that kind of thing. But, you know, the dating sites are obviously going to get you towards single people. And I was kind of talking to a few different people on some of these dating sites and had that epiphany, stop searching. And that's when I met my partner. Shortly after that, about a month after that, I got even more serious. I told my friend, I'm going to be bringing somebody to your wedding. She was like, it better not be somebody that I don't know. She don't just bring some random guy to my wedding. And I was just very serious that I was going to meet this person. But I'm getting ahead of myself, because what we want to know is, what did I do to get myself there, right? After I moved to Iowa and after a seemingly another bad breakup that was around the time of about 3 months, I was just done. And that one hurt really bad because I really liked that guy. I was just done at that point. And I realized what I had been saying all along about all of these guys that had about a 3 month maximum on dating. What I was saying is, I just met another emotionally unavailable guy. That's what I would say every single time after we would break up. And so after this last one, I heard myself telling that to somebody else when they asked. And I stopped myself this time because I'd heard the same old story so many times that this time I was like, what's the common denominator in all of these relationships? Sadly, it was me. So I had to take a look at my own emotional unavailability, because relationships are just a mirror. So if there's something that I don't like about somebody else, if there's something they're doing that frustrates me, if there's something I catch myself saying, like these emotionally unavailability stuff, then I have to be willing to look myself in the mirror and ask myself, where do I do that? Because that's probably something in my shadow that at the time, I mean, growing up, it was never safe to feel my feelings. It was never safe to express my feelings. And I thought I had done work on that. But clearly, when it came to relationships with a significant other, there was more work to be done because I was still attracting the one thing that I didn't want. So that was number one. That was the number one thing I did, was I was willing to get real with myself instead of blame, because that's what the ego does. The ego wants to blame the problem on everybody else. The higher self, the divine self, looks at, where can I take responsibility? What can I work on in this situation? If I want to stop doing what I've always done, attracting what I've always attracted, what needs to change? Otherwise, we're just a hamster in a wheel. So with that knowing, I sat with myself a lot in my morning meditations and just looked at, where is it scary for me to share my emotions? Where is it scary for me to be vulnerable with a significant other? I could be vulnerable with friends, but when it came to a man, I just couldn't do that. That wasn't safe to me. I didn't have a lot of experiences with that growing up, because my dad was not around. So I had a lot of work to do. That's the short answer to this. And I really just sat with myself, like I said, and looked at that. Where are my emotions scary? If it's scary with a man, why is that? How can I start to feel safe to ask for what I need? Where in my life currently, even though I didn't have a partner, could I ask for what I need? Where have I been stopping that flow by being scared or anxious to ask for what I needed or wanted? So I started where I was at. I started asking for things that I needed. My neighbors were really noisy, and I asked for them to quiet down and gave them, you know, some options of walking through the front door instead of the back door, which is right above my bed. I started saying no more instead of just being the yes person. I really started to work on my people pleasing. Why do I have to be everything for everybody? There was much more work to be done on that I just went through in the last year. But again, I could talk about this all day. But what I did was, I really sat with those things, those issues that I was blaming everybody else about. I will say one thing that I give my current relationship success around, and the reason I think that we're still together, is really because I always speak what's on my mind with him. Because I got to the place through doing that self-love work and looking at my shadows and looking at where I was scared to be vulnerable and why I was scared to be vulnerable, which was because I was afraid I would be abandoned, which I hear from so many women. There's a deep down fear of being abandoned, and so we don't speak our truth. And that was me. And what I credit our relationship to now is that I always speak what's on my mind. I always speak my truth to my partner. And it's not easy. There's times when I don't want to do it because I'm afraid he's going to get upset by what I'm about to say or be hurt by it. I don't want to hurt him. And yet, if I hold it within, I hurt myself. And I've had those experiences time and time again. Each time I've shared something, sometimes it's met with defensiveness from him. But he has helped me in a big way to heal this because he keeps coming back. And he shows up and takes responsibility where he can. And that has been what has rewired this even more for me. So I did a lot on my own. But then to have a partner who listens to what I have to say, yes, sometimes he doesn't like it. Yes, sometimes he is defensive about what he's done or whatever, but he will show up and take responsibility and he stays. So that's been healing that fear of abandonment that was deep, deep, deep within me from being a little girl. So just to summarize that up, again, because I work with so many women that it's so hard for them to set boundaries. It's so hard for them to speak their truth. And 9 times out of 10, it's because of a fear of abandonment. So if that's you listening, I really want you to hear this, that speaking your truth is the way to heal this. Sometimes it's not going to turn out the way that you want. Sometimes people are going to be mad and maybe even leave your life. But I can say from experience of having it be met positively and negatively, it is the only way to be. It's the only way to be happy. It's the only way to be peaceful. It's the only way to be free, because that truth is eating you up inside if you're not doing that. We as women are being asked to rise up as the divine feminine is rising. It's happening right now on this planet. And we're being asked to speak the truth that's in our heart, to take the actions that are in our heart, because that's the new paradigm. There's no more playing small. Well, there is still playing small. There is still undermining of the feminine going on, of course. But it's shifting, and the only way it's going to shift is by each one of us stepping into those roles, stepping into that new paradigm, stepping into asking for what I need and not being afraid of that. That is old shit. You got to realize that. If you can't ask for what you need, if you're scared of setting a boundary, that's because you're living out of a pattern that was created when you were a kid. That is old shit. And I can say that, and I can say that with love and kindness and also a forcefulness, because I lived that my whole life. And as my lead coach, Julie, said on our Empowered Women call yesterday, she's been denying herself her whole life. And I did the same thing. And that's really sad. It is so sad to deny who you are because you're afraid that somebody is going to abandon you. It's time to start stepping into your truth, your authenticity, your divinity, but also loving on your human self too. It's not just all divine. We're in a human body, and you're not going to be perfect at this. Neither am I. I still mess up. I still hold back sometimes. It's a day-by-day process. But I promise you, you're being asked to start asking for what you want, to start sharing your truth with your loved one, to ask for what you need without fear, from a place of power. So if you want some help doing that, we have an amazing group. If you've been listening, you know what it is, Empowered Women Monthly Membership, that is just full of amazing women where we do this kind of work. We take the actions through energy work, through group coaching, through breath work, and through yoga classes that you get every single month to help you move into a more empowered state, which just means you're living more authentically without all the BS stories, past programming, taking the lead. If you're interested in that, send me a message on Instagram at Pure Light Wellness, and we'll be in touch and I'll send you all the details. The other thing I want to share that I did during that time. So as I said, I had a really bad breakup. I got real with myself. I realized I was the emotional, unavailable one in all of these scenarios. And I decided to take a group of people with me through a healing journey. And I created my second program, called the 40 Days of Radical Self-Love. And so every day they got an email from me with a little exercise to do to shift the brain towards loving yourself. Lots of different things. Something that's super easy that pretty much anybody could do with whatever busy schedule you have. Like one day it's, how do you talk to yourself? And would you say the things you say to yourself to your best friend? And so that starts getting you thinking about treating yourself as your own best friend. And that's the goal with self-love and self-care and compassion, is to treat yourself like your own best friend, because you deserve that. You don't deserve to treat yourself harshly, negatively. You deserve love and attention and appreciation, just like you give to the people around you. So I took 20 people through that program, and we all worked on it together. I was doing it too. It helped me shift my reality, and I've gotten a lot of emails from people over the years of how it's helped them. So if you want any information on that, that's a one-time program that you have access to, and it's only $45. So if you want access to that, send me a message at Pure Light Wellness on Instagram, and we'll get that to you. So I hope this was helpful for you, and it's really time, as the divine feminine rises, for us women to step into our power. And I see that for every single one of you. Thank you for being here. And if you have any questions that you want turned into a podcast episode, you can leave those at my Instagram as well. Don't forget to follow us there. Follow us here on Podbean if you are listening, or wherever you're listening to this podcast. We so appreciate the follow, and we so appreciate you sharing these episodes with your friends and family. It really means the world to get this work out there to more people. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope to see you again soon. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. If you would like to connect with me more, you can find my website, my services, and my social media links all in the description of this episode. Remember, you are a beautiful and divine and powerful being. And it's time to own it.